We're in the Mishnah Sofrim beginning Ois Tuf. Ois Tuf, Yia Gaga, and Regal Yamin Kumoi Dalad. The Gaga of the Tuf, as well as the Regal on the right, should be like the letter Dalad. The Regal Smoiloi, the left letter, the left leg of the Tuf, Yesha Oisin Betoicha Tuf, Kein Vav Hafucha. There are those that make it like an upside down Vav, Yesha Oisin, Kein Dalad Ktana Hafucha. And there are those that make it like a small dalet hafucha. V'chol mokim shehalacha refefes biyadcha halachachar minig. Whenever we're not sure what to do, just do like the minig. V'chol ze lechatchila. V'regal smol yagia lemala. The regal smol should reach the gag. Ki kol ha'os yishleimis guf echad. Because we want it to be a single unit. V'regal yamin yeh kotzer. The right leg should be a drop short. Shem yeh orech, because if we're going to make it too long, shem atid me letinik delechachem v'leik tipish lepei pshuta, it could look like a pei pshuta. V'yamshich la'regal b'toich hatof, and one should have the left leg of the tuf not coming down from the extreme left, but rather a little bit inward. K'dei sheyeh seif ragla asmali k'neged seif gaga, so that the extreme left side of the tuf should be justified on top and on bottom. V'loy b'ylet seif ha'regel achutz, and it shouldn't be sticking out, the bottom shouldn't be sticking out to the left. K'dei sheyeh yuchel ha'asmechei la'ois acheres milamala lamata, so that the letter to the left of the tuf should be snug up against the tuf on the bottom and on the top. Gam lo yeh ha'gag b'ylet l'hola miragla, also the head shouldn't extend further than the leg. And in the event that the gag does extend to the left of the regel, so it'll have the same din as the hay. Im also regel hasmoli kotzer ki yud, if one made the left leg short like a yud ktana hafucha b'toicha tof, then it's going to look like a pei pshuta, because the right leg will extend further than the left leg. And even if you have a very wide head, it's still going to be problematic. The pei pshuta ain't shir l'ragla, because the pei pshuta doesn't have a shear to the regel, meaning the right side doesn't have to have a certain length in order for it to be kosher. Rak l'chof pshuta yeshir l'ragel kiflayim kigag. Only by the chof did we say that the yerech on the right has to be double the length of the hedge. L'tidme l'reish l'dalad, because over there you're getting into a shayla of a shinui tzura to a reish or a dalad. But by a tuf, it'll be a problem because it's going to look like a pei pshuta. If one made the left leg of the tuf as a straight line and not protruding to the left at all, where he says that it's not kosher. If the right leg of the tuf is detached, and it only has meaning it's not detached from the head, rather, but the bottom part of it is detached from the upper part of it, and it only has coming from the gag the length of a yud, kosher, that's enough. Kain kosev a primagodim b'psicha b'masha kosev yiroa lidu huadin l'shara oisius. The primagodim explains over there that he gives a list of letters, as we discussed, where as long as it's coming down one yud's worth, that would be enough, and it'll be kosher. The same would apply even if it didn't become detached, but rather it was initially made only the length of a yud. That's also kosher. Kamoila inyan hay. The ayin beber alacha b'simin lamed beis leinyan hay shebiyarnu sham the meherenu letinik v'atinik loykara lois. We said over there that if he showed it to a tinik and the tinik didn't recognize the letter, tzarich iyan b'zeh. It's not clear if we can kasher that bichlal. Kol oishi yesh ba sofik shema ein ba kashir haroi b'inyan shi psula. Any letter that has a sofik regarding its size, that maybe it's not going to be kosher. Oishema ein tzirasa alea b'inyan shi psula. Marin l'tinek sheinu leichachem v'lo tipish. Whenever we're mesupik, if a letter has the tzuris ois or not, we show it to a child. If the tina can read it, it's kosher. And it doesn't even need to be fixed. But if we know that the letter is not the way it's supposed to be, In other words, it's not a suffix. We're sure of it. Even if it happened later, the tinnik is not going to help. And take a look over there where he discusses what needs a tikkun and what doesn't need a tikkun. If you have a chaf pshuta or a pei pshuta or a nun pshuta that has a hefsik, kagoin vav a nun pshuta or even a vav that would have a hefsik, ukadaimesh yesh hefsik ba'erich ha'is, that the length of the letter is split, v'tzarech laharis latinaik, you have to show it to a tinaik. So as we discussed in Simon Lamed Beis, tzarech lachaseis le'mashal amata, you have to cover the part that's underneath the split. And kal v'chomer, if there's a rusty type of appearance on the bottom that might fool the tinnik into calling it the letter, in that case, you have to cover it, because it's going to fool the tinnik. Now, the Mishnah Seferim gives some short klalim of Mukav Gvil from the Prima Gadim. The letters have to be mukaf gvil, as we discussed. Even the kutze shel yud on the bottom left of the yud also needs to be mukaf gvil. Because the pasuk says uchsavtam, that it needs to be aksivatam, and he needs to be whole. And if it's touching something, it's not considered to be whole. And as we discussed in Simon Lamed Beis, it also needs to be mukaf gvil on the inside. V'yesh lahachmir da'afilu mitzad echad bifnim emeine mukaf gvil poisel kemi bachutz. And l'chadchila one should be machmir that even if one side is not mukaf gvil on the inside, that's also going to be a problem with the like taz the meikel shambazin, not like the taz who says that if only one side is not mukaf gvil, it's still going to be kosher. V'kol zeh b'tchilas haksiva, all this is talking about when the letter was written. Avalim la'acher shenichtav nikei v'yach le'ach barim v'teilas. But if afterwards it became not mukaf gvil, either because of negia or because the cloth got eaten away by worms or a mouse, kosher afilu mibachutz, then it's going to be kosher even if it's not mukaf gvil on the outside of the letter. Umiu vada diyevid dafka kosher, but avada this is only b'diyevid. Hakol ma sheyesh l'taken havel k'lechatchila, but anything that can be fixed is considered to be not a case of b'diyevid, and therefore it needs to be fixed because it's k'lechatchila. Hilkach therefore nikev b'tzad ois va'ov, if the hole was created on the outside of the letter and it's a little bit, or on the inside, and that wall of the letter is a little bit thick, then he can just scrape a little bit from the thickness of the letter, and it'll be mukaf gvil. The ain shear l'avyoi, because there's no shear to how thick the letter has to be. So even if you're going to make it thinner, it'll still be kosher. V'da'oid, and you should know further, the tikkun mayal afilu emnechtav l'chatchila b'loi hekif gvil, that it could be fixed even if it was written l'chatchila when it wasn't hek mukaf gvil. And even though in that case it's puzzle, it still can be fixed. K'goin chaf pshuta b'li hekif. Let's say, for example, you have a chaf pshuta that's not mukaf gvil, so it could be fixed. You could scrape away from the letter and make it kosher that it'll now be mukaf gvil. V'hu adin shara isius. And the same would apply to all other letters, bein ba'arkon, oy ba'avyon, whether in the length of the letter or the thickness of the letter, im tishar tzuras ha'ois alea, as long as when you scrape, it'll still have the tzuras ha'ois, meichek v'goyred, you can scrape, v'loy havesh, like a sidron bazeh, and it won't be a problem of shaloi kisidron.